Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back, my dearest friends, to our little spot in the forest for the last time in this first season of Dharma Dialogues. Right now, we are at the 24th and final episode of this season. For 23 nights, we walked with Yudhishthira to the edge of this mystical lake. We have looked up and watched the sun begin its cosmic rhythm. We have learned the pillars of wisdom. We have understood the sacred duties of the Brahmin and the Kshatriya. We have celebrated the ways we nurture life's bounty. And finally, we have learned to find the measures of truth. We learned that a mother's love is heavier than the earth, a father's guidance is higher than the heavens, and the mind runs faster than the wind. Tonight, Yaksha asks us to look down at the ground beneath our feet, at the humble, numberless blades of grass, and to measure them against the world inside us.
This feels like the biggest question yet. It feels like all the other questions have been leading up to this one.
I believe they have. The Yaksha, with a voice that holds the quietness of the entire forest, asks this final riddle of this journey.
Tell me, Yudhishthira, what is it that is more numerous than the blades of grass?
More numerous than grass? Wow, all the stars in the night sky? Or all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world? Or maybe all the leaves on all the trees in the forests?
Those are vast, clever, and beautiful guesses, reaching for the edges of the universe. But Yudhishthira's answer points to a universe that is even closer and even more boundless, an inner universe.
Thoughts. The thoughts that spring up in the mind, O Yaksha.
Thoughts? Of course. You can't even count them. They just appear all the time.
Like blades of grass in a never-ending meadow, don't they? Scientists today tell us what the ancient sages knew in their hearts. Our minds are almost never still. Even when we think we are not thinking, there is a constant quiet river of thoughts flowing in the background. It is a part of being alive. But this river, my dear, is a magical one. It has the power to shape the very world you live in. Some thoughts are like warm sunshine on the water, making everything sparkle. These are thoughts of kindness, of hope, of gratitude. When you choose to think these thoughts, your whole world feels brighter. You feel stronger, happier. But other thoughts are like mud, clouding the water and making it dark and heavy. These are thoughts of worry, of anger, of I'm not good enough. When we let these thoughts take over, the world can feel like a very gloomy place. The true seekers of life isn't to stop the river from flowing, but to learn how to guide its current toward the sunny banks.
But how can you guide a river that's so full and so fast? It feels impossible sometimes.
It does. And that is why we need moments of stillness. Let me tell you a little story about a farmer who lost a very special watch. one that held precious memories. He searched and searched in his big barn through all the hay, but he couldn't find it. He asked a group of children to help, promising a reward. They all rushed in, turning over hay, laughing and shouting, but the watch remained lost. Just as the farmer was about to give up, a quiet little boy asked for one more chance. The farmer agreed, and the boy went into the barn alone. A few minutes later, he walked out with the watch in his hand. The farmer was amazed. "How did you do it?" he asked. The little boy replied, "I did nothing. I just sat quietly on the ground, and in the silence, I could hear the tick-tock, tick-tock of the watch." And I just walked towards the sound.
He found it by being quiet.
Yes, our minds are like that busy barn, filled with countless noisy thoughts. The truth we are looking for is often very quiet, like the ticking of a tiny watch. To find it, we must give ourselves the gift of silence. And where does this endless river of thoughts come from? The great teachers say that every thought is a ripple started by a desire. There are so many different kinds. There are the tummy rumble desires for food, for warmth, for comfort. There are the heart-tugging desires for love, for friendship, for recognition. And then there are the busy brain desires to create, to build, to solve problems. These desires are countless, and so they create thoughts more numerous than the blades of grass. But the sages say that there is one other kind of desire. It is a single, quiet, shining star in the vast night sky of our minds. It is the transcendental desire, the simple, deep longing to understand who we truly are. It is the desire that leads us to sit still by the river, to quiet the noise, and to finally hear the gentle ticking of our own heart's truth. So you see, this final answer gathers all the other lessons into one. To master your thoughts, you need the steady discipline we saw in the Kshatriya, the wisdom of the preacher, the humility to know that you are part of a world of illusion or maya, like the unlit lamp, and the grounding love of the mother and father to give you a safe place from which to begin this inner work. And so, for our final proverb of this season, let us leave you with this. The world is a field of endless grass, but the mind is the sky above it. Learn to be the gentle sun that nurtures it, not the stormy wind that scatters.
Wow! So the whole journey, all these questions about the sun and the earth and everything, it was all to help us understand our own minds.
I believe it was. For that is the only universe we truly have the power to change. Now, as our first journey together comes to a close, we thank you for walking with us. What are your thoughts about, well, everything we've learned so far for these 24 nights? How do you find your quiet place? We would love to hear your insights and reflections. Our email is always open at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. Thank you for sharing these 24 nights with us. May your inner sky be clear and your heart be peaceful. Thank you for coming along this journey of Season 1 of Dharma Dialogues. We will see you soon for Season 2, whenever our Supreme deems it fit.